There has been a recent finding, not really a recent finding, but it's coming to light more. We could say it like that, that an EMP risk, while not too long ago it would have seemed in the realm of conspiracy, it's really not a sideshow. You know, I mean, one cyber attack could actually wipe out 90% of the U.S. population. So here's the story on that. So in the past 8 months, federal authorities have issued public warnings about foreign hackers penetrating the U.S. power grid and other critical infrastructure. Cybersecurity experts say that the intent is to plant digital grenades in those systems until they decide to pull the pin. Now, these attacks are from an enemy who may never step on U.S. soil, but they could cripple vital systems like electricity, food, water, manufacturing, all sorts of things. Robert Lee, founder and CEO of Dragos Incorporated, says, quote, right now we are tracking about eight different teams that specifically target industrial networks, end quote. Now, Lee spent 5 years working at the National Security Agency and Pentagon Cyber Command before forming Dragos Incorporated. Lee and his crew protect industrial control systems by acting like detectives investigating a new crime scene. So Mark Sitz is a threat analyst for Dragos. And he says, quote, they're leaving breadcrumbs the entire way through. They are giving us pieces to find their behaviors until they get to that impact, end quote. Now, working from a warehouse in Hanover, Maryland, Dragos employees track foreign hacking groups in real time, then hunt them down to prevent damage to facilities that produce oil, gas, and other energy. Lee says, quote, we've seen these are not theoretical attacks. My team was involved in the two different Ukraine attacks, Ukraine 2015 and 2016, a national level adversary compromised a portion of their power grid and were able to turn off the lights in those regions, end quote. Now, Lee also says that these cyber enemies are now going way beyond controlling light switches, that they're starting to see really aggressive behavior. So an attack on the United States could create casualties on a massive scale. Research shows a cyber attack on the power grid that shuts off electricity would potentially leave millions of Americans without food, clean water, access to money, healthcare, and more. So Dan Coats, who's the director of national intelligence and at a congressional hearing on national security threats, said, quote, frankly, the United States is under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States, end quote. Coats also told Congress that cyber weapons exist in the hands of not only countries, but also terrorists and other activists. So he says, quote, while Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and other more capable groups of individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic objectives, end quote. Dr. Peter Pry, executive director for the Task Force on National and Homeland Security, agrees. And he was the one that actually said that it's not a sideshow. He says, quote, this is the primary way our enemies would come after us in a future war, cyber, physical sabotage, and nuclear EMP attack, end quote. Now, Pry worked on the U.S. Commission assessing the threat of an electromagnetic pulse or an EMP attack, which would wipe out electrical systems. So as an example, he says a country like North Korea could target the U.S. by transporting a nuclear weapon over the South Polar region, then detonating it to create a high-altitude EMP. A congressional report shows such an attack could shut down the U.S. power grid indefinitely, and that could lead to the deaths of up to 90% of all Americans within a year. So how much would it cost to secure our power grids? In 2008, the EMP Commission estimated it would cost around $2 billion. But former CIA Director James Woolsey said that the amount to strengthen the grid would likely be in the tens of billions of dollars. But still, Pry says the D.C. bureaucracy and political influence prevents that from happening. So Pry says, quote, the electric power industry doesn't want to do it. They have vast lobbying resources on K Street. They own basically the U.S. Federal Regulatory Commission, which recently defied Secretary of Energy Perry in his effort to come up with a more secure power grid. They actually defied the Secretary of Energy. End quote. Okay, now another major issue. While larger utilities have beefed up cyber defense, smaller regional companies often overlook the need for such security. So John Felker, who's the DHS Director of National Security, says, quote, anywhere between 80 to 90% of the critical infrastructure in this country is held in private hands. Other than the regulators, there is no real control over doing the things that you need to do, doing the basic blocking and tackling of cyber hygiene and so forth. So, end quote. So since our critical infrastructure depends on each other, Homeland Security holds exercise like Cyberstorm 6. It simulates various cyber attacks simultaneously on a variety of facilities, forcing federal, state, and local agencies to work with private companies to quickly find solutions. Now, I know I'm quoting a lot of people here, but the reason that I'm doing this, I want to quote a lot of professionals to show how serious this actually is. This isn't just a conspiracy theory. So Jeanette Manfra, the Assistant Secretary of National Cybersecurity, said, quote, the ability to exercise how we coordinate, how we collaborate, how we share information, because that is just as important, as we've seen in real life situations as the technical means of identifying who's doing it and get them off the computers, end quote. So bottom line, enemies, both big and small, want to plant cyber sleeper weapons within our infrastructure so they can eventually use them to destroy our way of life. And the challenge will be ensuring a full team effort between government and private enterprise to fully protect us. So I'd like to know what you think. Are you thinking that it's still a conspiracy theory, that this isn't really likely to happen, or do you think that this is real? And if so, what can we do about it? That's what I would like to know. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.